While thinking of the most useful expressions, food and eating were the first ideas that came to mind. Americans not only plan daily activities around the weather, but they also plan their days around a meal. We call a meal in the morning breakfast, and around noon, lunch. A meal in the evening is called dinner, and on the weekend, we sometimes have a late breakfast or an early lunch. So we call it brunch. We may cook our food, take fast food home, or choose to eat out at a restaurant. But there are a few phrases that we use to talk about eating and drinking. Let us look at several of these now.
Are you hungry? Have you eaten yet? Do you want to go to lunch? What's for dinner?
These questions are often used to start a conversation about food and eating. Now let's look at...
Are you hungry?
We ask this question to see if someone is wanting to eat. The person asking the question may be hungry themselves. The answer to this question is either a yes or no, and maybe a reason why. For example,
Yes, I'm so hungry. Let's get some takeout. No, I'm not hungry yet. Let's wait for dinner.
This is also a yes or no question. But we use the present perfect tense in this question and the adverb yet to talk about the recent past. The structure for the question is an auxiliary or helping verb, be, do, or have, plus subject, plus main verb, past participle.
Have you eaten yet?
The answer to this question can be in the past tense or the present perfect.
Yes, I ate. Yes, I have just eaten. No, I haven't eaten anything yet. Do you want to go to lunch?
The question is really an invitation to someone to have a meal with you, usually at a restaurant, cafe, or a fast food place.
What's for dinner?
This question is structured differently from a yes or no question. The structure here is what plus auxiliary verb or helping verb, be, do, or have, plus subject, plus main verb. Here, the questioner believes that the person answering the question has already cooked or prepared the meal. The questioner is asking about the food being served. Other questions can be used during a meal, either at home or at a restaurant. If you offer someone a drink, you can ask,
Would you like a drink? What do you want to drink? How about some coffee or tea? Would you like a drink?
Using would you like to start a question is a polite and more formal way to ask if someone wants to have a drink. If you know the person well enough, you might want to use
Do you want a drink? What do you want to drink?
And for a close friend, you can even suggest a drink by saying
How about some coffee, water, beer?
The structure for a how about phrase is how about plus subject plus noun or simple verb. We can also use a gerund within the structure as well, like in this example.
How about grabbing a drink later?
And lastly, when we are eating out at a restaurant and it is the end of the meal, we have two important questions.
Do you want to split the bill, check, or tab? How much should we tip?
The first question is a yes or no question for splitting the bill or the total cost of the meal. In the United States, it is a common practice for individuals to pay for their own meal at a restaurant, unless someone else offers to pay. This is called splitting the bill. The second question refers to the practice of tipping in America. The tip is a little extra money on top of the bill for food and drinks to pay for services from the food server or bartender at a restaurant. The amount could be anywhere from 15% to 20% of the total bill. Today, we learned some common questions that we use to talk about eating. When offering someone a drink, you can use the structure would like in more formal settings and the verb want for informal ones. How much questions can be used to talk about the price of a meal or the cost of tipping?